Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Kuf Tez Zayin. Kuf Tez Zayin, we are on Kuf Tez Vav Amid Beis, by the two dots. Amar Shmuel, we are deep into Seder discussions, as we have had the past couple of days, and we continue. Lechem, says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, start with the two dots. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is the chiyuv, how the matzah is described in the Torah. What does that mean? So three pshatim given in the Gemara here, each one unique and special. Number one, Shmuel says, lechem oni, lechem she'onin alav dvarim. Lechem that we talk about. Onin alav dvarim. We say a lot of things about. Tanya namihachi, the Brisa says it with one additional word. Lechem oni, lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe. Lechem that you say many words about. Dvarim harbe. Which words? What kind of words are we talking about here? So, machlokes. Pashtus is, you say the Haggadah. We discussed this back a few weeks ago when we discussed Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. How is it that I make Kiddush and I don't have the Seuda for so many hours? I don't have the Batzah for so many hours. The answer is it's not a Hefzik, because you are creating your Lechem over the next hours as you go through Magid. That's not a Hefzik, that's part of the Tzorech of the Seuda. You are creating the Lechem Oni. And that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says right here. Tanya lechem oni on love dvarim pirish omer alav hagada. That is Rabbeinu Chananel. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi is not here. Rashi is earlier. The first place where this came up in the Masechta, Dav Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Rashi says there, onin alav dvarim shegomrim alav es hahalel v'omrim alav hagada. Halel and hagada. Rashi throws in that part of a lechem oni is reciting Hallel when the matzah is out. That's a chiddush of Rashi. That's included, right? Similar to the Sefer HaChinuch who puts Hallel into the mitzvah of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of the mitzvah is Hallel. Suggests the Mishnah's Yaveh, suggests Rav Zhalti in a piece on Pesach, this is in Simen Yutes in the Mishnah's Yaveh, he says maybe Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel are arguing about the same machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, which is discussed later on Dav Kuf Yud Zayin, when we talk about Hallel on tomorrow's daf. And that is, they have a machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, about Hallel in general. The Rambam holds that saying Hallel every day is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Mitzvah d'Rabbanan. There is no mitzvah d'Araisa to say Hallel. It is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. That is the Rambam Shita. The Ramban, that's where Rambam writes in Hilchas Chanukah. The Ramban says no. Some Hallel is d'Araisa also. It's included in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. All right, part of the Sabbath of Chagecha is Hallel. And that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Suggests Rav Zhalti, maybe that's the parallel machlokas between Rashi and Minachananel. Rashi, who puts Hallel into Lechem Oni, Pashas Yehels like the Ramban. Because he's putting it into part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of the definition of lechem oni. Mashen came, Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe he was like the Rambam, right? That all halal, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, is d'rabbanan. All halal is d'rabbanan, and therefore nothing to talk about to put Hallel into Lechem Oni. It must only be the Haggadah, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is all number one. Lechem Oni, that you say a lot of things about, Hallel, or just Haggadah. Davar Acher, so another pshat, what's davar acher? Lechem oni, ani ksiv. It's a created ksiv. There's no vav in the Torah. It's ani, you can read it, ani, a poor man's bread. Ma ani shadako beprusav kan beprusa. Just like an ani, he doesn't have whole loaves, he has broken loaves, pieces. Av kan beprusa, so to hear, broken. And this is the mucker for yachatz, what we do at the Seder, that the piece of matzah, you have to have a broken piece of matzah. You keep one at the Seder, you put away one for the afikomen. What exactly is done at the Seder with your broken matzah? So that is a discussion right here in the Rishonim. Again, every line on this amud, on this daf, is going to be crucially important l'maisa. So start with Rashi. Rashi says, Av kan beprusa, levarech al achilas matzah. We have to make a bracha. When you say alachilas matzah, and matzah is lechem ani, which is ani, the poor man's bread, you have to make a bracha of alachilas matzah on the broken matzah. That's what we do. But the Rashi and the Rashbam both add in, but of course, you need lechem mishnah. It's yontif. Every Shabbos, you have to lechem mishnah. Shtei shleimos maisi. Bring two all ones anyway. Mishnah berchas amotzi, delogar mishar yomim tovim. It's no worse than other days of yontif. Shetzorach livsoa ashtei kikar shleimos. They have to be botzea two whole ones, ubotzea me'achas me'ashleimos. And cut one of the shleimos, right, Rashi says. And the Rashbam says the same thing. And therefore, that is our minog of having three matzahs. We need to break one to fulfill lechem oni, but we also need the halacha of saying hamotzi on a two whole ones. That's why we have the minhag of having three matzahs. That is Rashi, that is the Rashbam, that is Tosfos. Nireh. Degam hamoti tzavarech lebarech ala prusa. Well, Tosis, well, take a step back. Tosis says, holds the same way, but he also adds in another, element. Number one is how many have at the table? Rashi and Rashbam both say, three, and the Rambam, as you might know, the Rambam says, no, only two. The Rambam says, two matzahs, and you break one. The Rambam says, in Paraches alachavav, velokeach shnei rekikin. You take two wafers, two matzahs. You put one in the other, which sounds like he had the soft matzahs that you could bend, and you can put one inside in the other one. That's the Rambam Shita. That's machlokas number one. The second issue, which are two deis in Tosfos here, and that is, in every case, let's say you have three matzahs. How do you work the brachas of hamotzi and al achilas matzah? Do we say al achilas matzah also on all two and a half that we're holding? Or not? Says Tosfos, Nira, Degam Hamotzi Tzorach Levarech Ala Prusa. It sounds like you also need to make Hamotzi on the Prusa, on the broken one. And you have to hold up all of them. And he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, which talks about what you do on a regular Shabbos. Continue a couple of lines in the middle of Tosfos. Elo Lohachi Maisi Yazamachar Pesach Lomar Shetzorach Gashra Matzah Shlishis Mishum Lechem Mishnah V'chayav Levso Ashtiki Karas Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Yantiv V'chay Pasach Rav Alphus that you have to have two, and he says, why on Yontif in general? Because, the mon might have fallen double an erev of Yontif too. That's a machlokas in the Midrashim. Tosfos in Beis Adav Beis also has two days about this. But look at the end of Tosfos. V'chein aya noe, Rabbi Menachem Miyuni. V'hara, that's where, this is where Rabbi Menachem Miyuni used to have the extra chalas, the extra matzahs. V'rab Yontif, v'harab Yontif, sha'im avarchen akol ala prusa. Ach ri ha'im avarecha motzi ala shlema. The hadar al achilas matzah ala prusa ubotei mishtein yachad v'chein amadabar. That's what people do. Lakach osin al hashlishis kriicha kedi lakayim mitzvah bishlashton. What is Tosfos saying? And that is what's recommended in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that when we get up to amotzi, we hold all two and a half matzahs that we have. Right, one and the broken one is in the middle. We say hamotzi. The Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yivarech hamotzi v'alach ilas matzah v'yachach yivtsa me'ashlema ho'el yona me'aprusa mishteim v'yachach yitzlim v'melach." You break them. The Mishnah Berurah notes, well, not exactly. V'yivarech berachas hamotzi, holding all of them, and then v'yaniach hashlishis li'ishamim yado. You let the bottom one drop, so you're only holding one and a half. V'yivarech ala prusa im tvisas ho'el yona alach ilas matzah. You only make alach ilas matzah one and a half because that's lechemoni. V'yivarech shtei abrachas tarim yishpurim. You make two brachas before you break them. So you have three, two and a half in your hands. You say amotzi because you have lechem mishnah. Then you drop the bottom one and now you only have lechemoni and then you break it. That is what's suggested in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam, as we said, has two matzahs. The Rambam says, I'm sure we should mention it now. The Rambam holds, yeah, shtei rekika, two matzahs. What about lechem mishnah? So this is an example, it's not the only example, of a case where the unique requirements of a yontif redefine the generic requirements of what a yontif needs. Another example, the Baal Amor in Maseches Sukkah says, there is no chiyuv seuda on yontif. Sukkis, there's no chiyuv seuda. The first night you have to eat in the sukkah. Okay, special din, test up. But let's say the first day of sukkah is daytime. So we pass, of course you have to have a seuda, it's yontif. Says the Baal Amar, Teshu Kenta Duru. What if you weren't in the mood to eat today? You wouldn't eat. So too Sukkis. Teshu Kenta Duru. Okay, the first side is a special din. Gzera Shava. But the rest of Yant, if you want to eat, fine. You don't want to eat, fine. That's Teshu Kenta Duru redefines the Chi of Su'udah on Sukkis. The Rambam holds here that Lechem Oni redefines what is Lechem Mishnah for the night of the Seder. And it's one and a half. And therefore, this is Lechem Mishnah. Let's jump on the Rambam. This is Lechem Mishnah. You don't need extra. And that is why, this is far for the Rambam, but again, Machlokas, we've shown him what exactly, how many matzahs to have, and how do we hold them during the brachas. That is number two, so there's a lot to talk about. So number one, we had Lechem Sh'arlov Dorim Harbe. Number two, we have Ani Darko Beprusa. And then we have number three. Dover Acher, Madarko Shel Ani. What does an Ani do? A third shot. What does Lechem Oni mean in the Torah? What does an Ani do? Hu Masik Vishto Ofe. They don't have too much wood, a poor person. So, as he's heating up, the man is heating up, he put the wood into the oven, heating up the oven. The Ishto, his wife, is already baking. They're doing everything simultaneously. Because you don't want to heat up the oven and then start baking, because then the wood's going to run out and you don't have any more to do it. So just like you do things quickly, so afkanami humasik v'ishto ofes. So too here too by baking matzah. He should heat the ishto ofe, and the woman should bake. Meaning you should do it all quickly. Rashi adds, kadesh lo tachmetz. So it doesn't become chametz. Lechem oni is giving you a hint to just do things quickly. Just like an oni in general acts quickly because he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any more money for wood. So through here you should act quickly for a different reason, that it doesn't become chametz. But, even though this is the pashtus and it's just derech agav, what we're about to learn, the rishonim here pick up on the lashon that the man here is involved in the baking, while the woman is also involved in the baking. Says the Rush. The Rush is in the second parak. Simen chavav. Back in the second parak, says the Rush. You know what you see from this Gemara? Uba'ale maisa v'chasidim v'hatamimim machmirin al atzmam kigaonim hamachmirin v'washin v'ofin ba'atzman. You do it, you bake the matzahs yourself. There's a key to bake the matzahs yourself. Where do we see that, says the Rush? Ki hahi damrinan madarko shel ani hu masik v'ishto ofeh. The Gemara didn't bring it for this reason, but what do you see? The man's in the bake shop. He's in the factory. He's baking the matzahs. So that's what you see, says the Rosh in this Gemara. You got to do it yourself. Right? And many Rishonim say, mitzvah bo yosef yibishlucho. We try to do the mitzvah ourselves here in terms of the baking the matzahs. That's what the Maram Chalava also says here. Rabbeinu Haigon Zal. Based on this, Rabbeinu Haigon is quoted, matzah sha'afa goy. Bifnei Yisrael ala shomer ketikna v'kahalacha mutul Yisrael echel mimena. He goes, hey, because the Rush, right? Maker, I did a guy could do everything as long as you're watching him. Ubali Maisa, the Chasida Machmir no Atzman, the Goona Machmir of a Lashon Ba'atzman, the Ofen, like this Gemara, he quotes this, Lamanu, Shehub, Mefarsha, Mishum, Esek, Mitzvah. Right? It's a key him to do it yourself. And this is even quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Rush. And it's even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch by name. Very unusual. The Shulchan Aruch quotes here in Simin, Tav Samach, Harush, Haya, Mishtadel, B'matzah's Mitzvah. The Rush was mishtadel matzahs mitzvah, va'omid alasiyasa, u'mizareis ha'oskimba, u'misayeya ba'arichasan, v'chein ra'ui l'chal adam la'asos, lihitapel hu ba'atzmo mitzvah. He should be involved in the mitzvah himself. Rather, Mishabura quotes, v'yatriach atzmo ba'atzmo mitzvah, achi yischamim b'yazia. Till he gets schwitzy and starts sweating. V'zetikun gadol la'avona chamur. The Arizal says, v'zetikun gadol. Either way, l'mayitza, do it yourself. I once heard, this could be also the Rosh Lashitaso. Fi machmir here. Because mitzvah bo yizmir b'shlucha. Do this yourself. Is this the Iker mitzvah? This is the mitzvah is eating the matzah. If I eat matzah without baking it, I did the mitzvah fully, completely. If I prepare the matzah and never eat it, I didn't do the mitzvah. So what's the big deal about here we're focusing on the hachana? Ah, so maybe the Rosh Lashitaso. Because what's the source for mitzvah bo yizmir b'shlucha? That only appears, where does it appear in Shas? Beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kedushin. In the context of two mitzvos. Getting married and Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is for sure a kind of hechsher mitzvah to Shabbos. What about getting married? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam holds, as we know, getting married is a mitzvah. Puravu is a separate mitzvah, but getting married is a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's in Ilchas Ishus, and that's why he says the Berachas Kiddushin is a Berachas HaMitzvah. And the Rush, at the beginning of Ksubis, in the first parak, argues. The Rush says, no way, the mitzvah's Puravu. Getting married is a Hechsher mitzvah to Puravu, to allow you to be in a marriage context in order for them to have children, in a mutter way. So the Rush holds getting married is a Hechsher mitzvah. If so, what do you see from that Gemara? The Rush reads that Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, mitzvah bo yezu b'shluchu applies by hechsher mitzvahs. It applies by marriage, and it applies by kavod Shabbos, by both of them. So too, the Rush extended it to baking the matzahs. And maybe that's why he is so machmir, and he quotes, to make the matzahs yourself, because he learns from this Gemara, and from that Gemara in Kiddushin, that even hechsher mitzvahs are, one should try to be involved in themselves. Weiter. Says the Gemara, third line, afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. This was from the Mishnah we had on yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf, on Kuf Yudalid. What did the Mishnah say? That you bring matzah, chazeres, and charoses. Afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. That's the language of the Mishnah. Even though charoses is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Sadek, oh, a mitzvah. But the Mishnah says, no, it is a mitzvah. Okay. That's the machlokes quoted there. L'may nafkemina. We're going to get back to this in a minute, but the Rambam quoted on the Mishnah, Nafkemina is a bracha. Rabbi Sadok would make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu lechol charoses. That's why he would have made the bracha. So, but the Tanakhama says, avo b'shei charoses mitzvah. V'ilo mitzvah mishamay ma'isila. So if it's not a mitzvah, what are you doing? Why do you have to put charoses on the table if it's not a mitzvah? Amar Rabbi Abi mishum, Ami mishum kafa. as we had earlier, kafa, the sharpness. Question, exactly what this means? We're going to go with this shot now. The sharpness of the maror, we want to weaken it a little bit, and therefore we dip it. Rashi says, yeshbo eres, it's like poisonous sharpness. We want to weaken it, and therefore we dip it into karpas, into charoses. Amar Rav Asi, kafa de chasa. The Rav Asi has a whole list here to counter the sharp effects of chasa, of lettuce, of the maror. Chama, you eat radish. Kafa de chama, karsi, leek. Kafa de karsi, chamimi, hot water. Kafa de kulu, chamimi, the shardug to counter any type of ill effects. Chamimi, ada v'hachi v'hachi, and if you're waiting for the water to get heated up, ne v'hachi, say the following. Kafa kafa dechirna l'cha, uleshev bantech, uletimne kalasech. Kafa kafa, I remember you and your seven daughters and your eight daughters-in-law. Okay, that's a incantation that one says. But the Tanakhama holds, it is not a mitzvah. Reb Lazar, Reb Sadek omer, mitzvah. The chulu, it is a mitzvah, says Reb Lazar, Reb Sadek. Okay, let's get back to something we discussed already on the Mishnah. So we saw that the Rambam holds that what's the nafkamina between these two days, whether you make a bracha. If you look in the Pirush Mishnayos, also the Rambam says right here, we do not hold like Reb Lazar, Reb Sadek. We don't hold like him, the Rambam says. Clear. It's black on white. The Rambam says, we don't hold like Reb Lazar, Reb Sadok. So, there is a problem. There's not only one problem, there are two problems with the Rambam Shita. Number one, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Hacharoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Charoses is a mitzvah. Zecher letit, as we're about to see in the Gemara. Shehayu ovdim bo b'Mitzrayim, zecher to the tit. The case that also said, how do you make charoses? Lochit tamarim, o grogeris, o tzimukin. Take dates, or grogeris, dried figs, o tzimukin, raisins. V'chayotzi behen, v'darsin, o son, and crush them. V'nosin letochen chometz, a little vinegar. U'metavlin, o son, v'tavlin. You put spices in, kamo tit, v'tevin, you make it thick. U'mevin, o son, l'shulchan, you bring it to the shulchan on the night of Pesach. Fine. But what are the first four words of the Rambam? Hacharos says mitzvah midivrei sofrim. It's a mitzvah, says the Magen Mishnah. He's possibly like Reb Lazar, Reb Sadok. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Maybe the Magen Mishnah didn't have a Pirush Mishnayos. But if you look in the Lechem Mishnah had a Pirush Mishnayos. The Lechem Mishnah says the seer in the Rambam. Why in the Pirush Mishnayos does he say the halacha is not like Reb Lazar, Reb Sadok? And here, in Mishnah Torah, he passes like Reb Lazar, Reb Sadok. It must be he was Chozerbo, says the Lechem Mishnah. V'nira shechazer kan mima shekasav. U'mikom makom, he was Chozerbo, so he really owed it a mitzvah. My only problem still, says the Lechem Mishnah, is if it is a mitzvah, and he passes on like Lazar Tzadok, well, he wrote in Pirush Mishnayos that the nafkamina is a bracha. So why doesn't the Rambam quote that you make a birchas ha-mitzvah on charoses? That is a question that the Lechem Mishnah leaves and does not answer. Says Rav Salvechik, it's quoted in the Siach HaGrid, in the Rav's Haggadah, V'hanira lo mar bazeh. He says, the Rambam was Chozerbo in the Mishnah Torah, but he wasn't only Chozerbo from who he paskin like. He was Chozerbo from his understanding of the machlokas. Because what is the machlokas? In Pirush Mishnayos, he originally thought that the machlokas between Reb Lazar, Reb Sadek, and Achanim was, is there a mitzvah to eat charoses? Is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of achila? Like there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah and achilas maror. Is there a mitzvah to eat charoses? And that's the machlokas. And we don't paskin like Reb Lazar, Reb Sadek. We don't say that there's a mitzvah of achilas charoses. If there would be a mitzvah of achilas charoses, you'd make a bracha on it. But we don't paskin there is. We paskin like the Rabbanan that there is no mitzvah of achilas charoses. But in Mishnah Torah, Rambam assumes it's a different machlokas. Everybody agrees that there is no mitzvah to eat charoses. Everybody agrees to that. Meaning bracha would not be a nafkamina. Even if Yolak Rav Azim it would not be a nafkamina. The machlokas is, do you have a mitzvah of charoses to have it on the table? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of chamoroses is to be a prop, maybe to counter the effects of the maror, but there is no separate mitzvah achila per se of chamoroses. Everybody agrees to that. The machlokas is whether there's a mitzvah to take it to the table. Rav Lazar Reb Sadok would say, yes, mitzvah zah chamoroses hi bahava asa el ha-shulchan, zecher to the tit, l'saper alav esibri tis mitzrayim, u'bahagav bo to dip in it. And the chum say, no, there's no mitzvah of chamoroses kol liker. It's a pure minhag. It's a pure minhag if you want to bring it. But everybody agrees there's no mitzvah zachila. And that's mufurish in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, in the same sif, what does he say? The Rambam says, a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. And then he says, after he describes what's in it, u'mevi'in osa al ha-shulchan b'leili ha-pesach. That's it. Bring it to the table. And then the next halacha, achilas marar, ena mitzvah min ha-torah b'fnei atzma, tzli b'karim pesach. But that's it. That's all the Rambam says, that you just bring it to the table. That is the reason why the Rambam switches. Yes, he did switch, but the lumdus of the switch is what was the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Is it a Machlokas about whether Haroses has a mitzvah achila, or everybody agrees there's no mitzvah achila, and therefore everybody agrees that there's no such bracha al achilas Haroses? The Machlokas is whether there's a mitzvah at all to bring it to the table or not. And there, the Rambam passes like a buzzer of Sadok that there is a mitzvah to at least have it on the table. Okay, we go weiter. What about Sadok mitzvah? My mitzvah. What is it a mitzvah for? Within Rabbi Rav Sadok. And some of the Farshim say the reason that the Rambam switched to hold like him was that the Amoraim here are having discussions within Ishita. So it sounds like that's what we paskin. My mitzvah, Rabbi Levi Omer, Zecher l'tapuach. It's a Zecher to the tapuach, a type of fruit. What's the tapuach? There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Rashi quotes it. Tachas ha-tapuach o-ratich. Chazal learned after, based on that pasuk, that the men in Mitzrayim had given up. They were depressed. They're not having any more children to be thrown into the Nile. And the women said, no, you gotta come. We could do it. Hashem's gonna save us. And they seduced their husbands under the trees in the fields in Mitzrayim. That's this tachas ha-tapuach. That's what we remember. Shahayu Yoldos B'nei and Shambhala Asim, the Gemara in Sota describes how when the Mitzrayim used to come out with their plows and Hashem used to swallow them up into the ground and take care of them, he used to try to plow over them. Unbelievable Nisim. Zecher l'tapuach. And that's why we put tapuach into the charoses. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zecher l'tit. Rabbi Yochanan says Zecher to the tit, to the cement that we used to work in, kind of an opposite shita, and therefore that's why we make it, that's why we have it. Amar Abaya Hilkach, because of these two opinions, Tzorach l'kehuye v'tzorach l'smuche. You have to make it tart and sharp, and you have to make it thick. L'kehuye Zecher l'tapuach, you have to make it sharp, Zecher to the tapuach, to the fruit, v'tzorach under the fruit tree, v'tzorach l'smuche Zecher l'tit. And you have to make it thick, Zecher to the tit, because the cement was thick. What's the issue here? It's clear from this Gemara that the fruit that is meant by tapuach is a tart fruit. Is an apple tart? So some mafarshim say, of course an apple is tart. Certain apples, you get a crab apple, you get certain apples have a little tart flavor. Most apples are sweet, but some of them are tart. So you might say, this means certain types of apples. But Rav Schechter writes in Ikve Atzon, he says, he thinks, and in the opinion of other achronim as well, that it's clear that tapuach is not what we call apple. Not what we call apple. There are many chazals about tapuchim. It's not what we call apple. And says Tosfos in Maseches, at the end of Tainus, quotes Yesh Mefarshim, that tapuach is an esrog. Because Bizman HaTanach, there was no such thing as apples that we call apples. So it's an esrog, which is a citrus fruit. So Rav Shekhla says, I'm not sure what it is, but definitely tapuach is some type of citrus fruit. You want to put apples in? Okay. So it's more probably closer to an orange than an apple. But either way, that's a discussion. What exactly is a tapuach? Because here it's clear. It says it's got to be sharp. It's got to be citrusy, acidic. And therefore, it could be that it's not what we call apple. We shouldn't put our modern words back into Chazal and assume that we are 100% correct. Okay, either way, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to put in apples, and we're not here to change the minhag. We're just here to make note. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brayse that supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's zecher latit, tavlin zecher lateven. You put in spices zecher to the straw, meaning what you put in sticks. Some people have the minhag of putting cinnamon sticks in, just so the certain spices look like straw. Teven charos is zecher latit. Amar Vazir Absado kachayu omim tagrei charach Yerushalayim. The window vendors in Yerushalayim used to say, "Bo v'tzlu lachem tavlin l'mitzvah." Take tavlin. Who wants tavlin? Who wants tavlin for the mitzvah? Right. That's like Rav Vazir Absado, because he says charos is a mitzvah. Period. We go to the next mishnah. Mazgaloko sheni. Okay, we're in the Siddur Seder. We pour the second cup. We are about to start the mitzvah of Magid of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the most famous questions that is asked in almost every Haggadah is, why isn't there a bracha on this mitzvah that we're about to do of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Where's the bracha? It's a huge mitzvah. It's a mitzvah we only do once a year. Why isn't there a bracha? So some say there is a bracha, the bracha of Asher Galanu. A little difficult because we say that at the end of the mitzvah, right before we finish. Some say it's included in the mitzvah, the bracha of Kiddush. Okay, various suggestions given. Some say it's Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. That's the bracha of Sibriyas Mitzrayim. Suggest the Nesivus. The Nesivus is Agada Maisa Nisim on the first page where it says Psicha. He says, Hine me olam tamuhu amalotiknu bracha al Sibriyas Mitzrayim b'lai lazeh. Lios mitzvah zaseh v'higata lebincha. Why isn't there a bracha? He says, I found it, achar kach matzasi, shamdu v'zeh kadmonim. The Rif and the Rashba, the Rif says, you're yotzi with Kiddush, and the Rashba says, another answer, it's a mitzvah she'ein la kitzvah. There's no specific amount. Right? You could do one moment, you could do the whole night. So, ein la kitzvah, so no bracha. That's what the Rashba writes in Shimon Yud Ches, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, in Chelek Aleph, he talks about all the mitzvahs that don't have brachas, and he goes through. There's no mitzvah, bracha on stakka, and kibud av ha'eim, and alvasa, halva to an ani, all the brachas. Says the Maisa Nisim, let me give you what I think is the reason. Ki einenu haraos, shebechol darer shetiknu bracha b'gof ha-mitzvos, chazal, or brachas b'rachas ha-mitzvah d'rabanan. Chazal or mislaken b'rachas ha-mitzvah lo tiknu bracha al tzavoso ha-asiyos ha-mitzvos. Ki eino bedin lisaken bracha al bracha. If the mitzvah itself is a bracha, or done in the context of a bracha, the chazal did not institute a separate b'rachas ha-mitzvah. After all, the ha-b'rachas ha-mozo, what about benching? Benching is a mitzvah. Why don't, before we bench, we have a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu l'varech al ha-mazon. Bracha d'Hashem l'kevach al ha-mazon l'son klo'tzvah. Why not? That's gam kemitzvah zaseh d'arai sehi. V'lo tikvi l'varech, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah l'mazon. Ela v'adai, v'tam shekasavti. Kivan shemavarech an-Hashem yizvarech b'guf ha-mitzvah, eino bedin l'sakin bracha al-bracha. U'mitam zeh lo tiknu gam kein kan. On Tzipor, kivin shekvar tiknu bracha aguf ha-geula, v'ubrechad asher galanu, lo tiknu bracha acheres al zeh. This mitzvah is done in the context of brachos. The bracha of Hallel, the bracha of Magid, the bracha of Kiddush. That's why it doesn't get its own bracha. Where else do we see this? Benching. Where else do we see this? Birchas Kohanim is an exception, because that's done really outside of Avoda. It's not the mitzvah on the Chazan. So that's why that could be a good question, but it's really an independent entity that's stuck into Avoda. But otherwise, Kriya Shema. Why don't we make a Birchas Kriya Shema? Asher Hashem Mitzvanu, Lefarech HaShema. Or Shmon Esrei, Tfilas Daraisa. Well, even it's the Rabbanan according to the Ramban, right, the Machlokes. So again, all of these can be answered with one fell swoop with that Svara of the Nesivas of the Maisa Nisa. Okay, so mazgaloko shady. So no bracha. We pour the second cup. Vikan aben shoel aviv. Here the son asks the father. The Rashbam has a different girsa. The Rashbam at the end in his pirush on the Mishnah, he says v'rabenu. He's quoting Rashi. He's quoting his grandfather. Kibel me rabo Rabbi Yaakov ben Yakar. Rashi, my grandfather got from his Rabbi Yaakov ben Yakar. Vikan aben shoel takes out the aleph. Cain aben shoel. What does Cain mean? Kamo, Cain beno slavchad. Cain means be'emet. Be'emet. Cain aben shoel. It's true. The son asks right here. Dinu, it's appropriate. It's true that he asks right after you pour the second cup. You never have two cups of wine. So Cain aben shoel, aviv, he asks. Ve'imein das, beben, aviv melando. And if the son doesn't have enough das, the father teaches him. And we have Manishtana. As we said at the end of the shiur yesterday, the important Rambam, that the Rambam's lashon is the Kana ben Shoel, and then he adds in the words, Va'omer ha-korei, Manishtana halayla zemikol halaylos. It's clear for the Rambam that Manishtana, that we're about to do, is a statement. Other Rishonim assume that it's four questions. That's how it's known, as the four questions. But the Rambam has it as a statement. Along the lines, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't read it in the last show, I'll read it now. Ve'inyin Manishtana ke'inyin ma'gavu ma'sach ha-shem, ma'tobu alecha Yaakov. Those ma's are not questions. Al derech his pa'alus. How great are the differences and the uniqueness of this night? We're pouring a second cup, so the Aruch HaShulchan says it is a statement. But he asks it here because he's seeing a second cup. We never see a second cup. Good. What are the questions? Manish on halaylos mikol halaylos. Shebechol halaylos anu ochlim chametzu matzah halaylazeh kula matzah. Here we're eating only matzah. Shebechol halaylos anu ochlim shahar yirakos halaylazeh morer. Other nights we eat other vegetables. Tonight we only eat maror. What do you mean? We didn't eat the maror yet. He sees it on the table. He sees it on the Seder plate. Shebechol halaylos anu ochlim basar tzli shaluk umuvushal. All other nights of the year we can eat however we want our meat prepared. Roasted, cooked well. Halaylazeh, kulo tzli. It's all tzli. All tzli. See on the side, la'el, ayinam, and aleph. So this might be going only according to the Shita that says that even the chagigas yudalit, remember there is a carbon brought with the carbon Pesach, says a machlokes, tanoim earlier, whether that carbon has the same din as the carbon Pesach in all areas. So we have the Shita of Bentema, who said it's kemat, everything is like the carbon Pesach. So kulotzli, right, that's the Gemara said earlier, that could be only the Shita of Bentema. And finally, shebechol halilos, Ein Anu Matbilin Pamachas. And again, how do we know? He hasn't seen the second dip yet. He hasn't seen he saw Karpas, but he hasn't seen the second dip yet. How does he know? So he said, so some of our should say, well, he sees the maror on the table. He knows you can't eat that without dipping it. So it's got to be you're going to have another dip. So he could already foresee that that is what is going to be the case. These are the four questions. As we know, Bizman Hazeh, there is no Karan Pesach, so we take our question number three, and we put in another question of Heseba, which we discussed in the Daf Be'inshia this week. If you have it as a separate question, it sounds like it's a separate din. As if it's a separate din, it's not just integrated into the other mitzvah sayom. Ulafi daito shel ben aviv malamdo. And based on the das of the father, of the son, the father teaches him, right? Meaning, chanoch l'nar pi darko. Maschil begnusu mesayim b'shvach. And you have to start off with the lowliness. You have to start off, as we'll see, with the shibud and with the avodah zarah, and you end off on top. Why do you have to start off with the shibud? So two answers. Number one, because we even thank Hashem for that. Odecha ki ani sani, fatahil lishua. Al hanisim, we say va'al hamilchamos. Because we recognize that it's easier in hindsight, after the Yeshua comes. We recognize that we had to go through whatever we go through. This is 2020 vision after 120 years that we don't know, and therefore, we thank Hashem even for that. We're even given hodah on that. The other answer given is that the Geula is so much more special when looked at from where we became, from where we were. Both on a national level, we realize how much Hashem did for us, but even on a personal level, we start off with Mitzchila, we'll see in the Gemara, over the Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu, Avram Avinu wasn't over the Avodah Zarah. Why do I have to know that? Why do I have to mention that? Explains Rav Dessler in Chelek Aleph, page 158. He says, many times you find the greatest people of our generation, of our history, have to get to be thrown into the lowliest in order to come out on top. And that's Avram Avinu. He was in Obed Avodah Zarah. He was in Charan. Ad ki amitzus kedushaso. Haisa kol kach, shebechal adoros, atso fabriya, lo tispatel od. It will never be mispatel. The Avram Avinu's kolach then still continues today. O misharish kedushaso yitzmach malach ha-mashiach, v'tachlas abriya besof adoros. Avram Avinu was thrown into the depths. That's where he started. And look how great it became. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, the greatest of them all. Anav mikol adam, b'chol beisinem, on who? He started in Paro's house. In Paro's house, because you have to start from the Makar HaTumah and go all the way up. And Klal Yisrael themselves, in order to be Zocha for Kabbalah HaTorah, they have to start with all the way low down. That's the message of Maschil Begnus Umisayim Bishvach. The Doresh, and we have to Darshan, Mei Arami Oved Avi, Ad Sheyigmar, Kol HaPar Shekula. From Arami Oved, the Psukim. This is all that's in the Mishnah from the Haggadah, the main part of the Haggadah, until you get up to Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's it. Everything else in the Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom, Avodah Mayinu is in the Gemara, we'll see. Oh, but many of the other paragraphs, Dayenu, is in later additions. The most important part of the Haggadah, with the oldest part, what's in the Mishnah, is right here. It's Manishtana, Halach Ma'ani is not here either. Right? Manishtana is here, and the next Mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. We already have that. But that is the Tanaitic amount in the Mishnah. We mentioned in the Haggadah Shir various answers to the questions of Arami Oved Avi. We have to focus on Lavan. And Arimian tried the trick. Why? And he was worse. Bikish Lavan Lakaras Akol. He was worse than Paro. Why was he worse than Paro? Paro was pretty bad. Why was Lavan Bikish Lakaras Akol? So there's a Harif answer given by one of the later Achronim. Harif, many answers given. But Harif answer based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a man makes a shliach to be mekadesh a woman, then the man doesn't know. Reuven tells Shimon, go marry me a woman. Go marry for me a woman. Here's money. Shimon goes, and before we know it, we hear Shimon died. Shimon died. The Gemara says Reuven is usher to all women in the world. Why? Because any woman might be the sister of the person that Shimon married for him. And even if this woman has no sisters, lo plug. That's the halacha. Suggest one of the Achronim. So what do we know? The Medrash says that Lavan was trying to kill Eliezer. Right? He gave him the poison, but the Malach came and switched it, and that's why his Lavan's father died instead, but he was trying to kill Eliezer. Bikesh, what would happen if Eliezer would have died? So then Yitzchak would have been stuck. Bikesh, you would laugh, and there would be the end of the Jewish people! Bikesh, Lavan Lakresakol. That's what he tried to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Assuming that they're subject to the same halachas, in a chinami. But, that's the Vart. Weiter. Tana Rabbanan, Chacham ben Osho Alo. If the son is wise enough, he asks his father. V'meinu Chacham, Ishto Shoalto. And if not, the wife asks. V'imla, I, as a wife, as a woman, Chayevas and Sibritis Mitzrayim. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Sounds like from here she is. Or is she just a tool for the man to fulfill his Chiyuv? It's two ways to read the Gemara. Ishto Shoalto. V'imlav, who Shoel La'atzmo. And if not, he asks himself. V'yafilu Shnei Talmidei Chachamim sheyodin b'ilchas Pesach. Even if two great rabbis, Shoel and Zelazeh, they have to ask each other. Right? Alluded to this is, again, a famous thought of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, any sefer, there's quotes, Reb Chaim quotes this. It's in the Gracha Lashatz, it's in the Emek Bracha, it's in the Haggadah Space Halevi. Reb Chaim discusses the difference between Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim and Zechira Tzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah every day and night of our lives, Zechira Tzias Mitzrayim. That is why we say the third parsha of Kriyashma. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiti Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Every day and every night there is a mitzvah of Zechira. Mystery why the Rambam does not count that in his 613. Nowhere. Zechira is not there. The Rambam does count the other mitzvah, and that is Sifri Tzias Mitzrayim, to discuss the events of the Exodus on the night of the 15th of Nisan. What's the difference besides the fact that one is one night and one is every day and night of our life? So explains Reb Chaim at least three differences. And depending where Reb Chaim is quoted, the three differences are different from each other. So it ends up being like six or seven differences. But the Emek Bracha, the way he quotes Reb Chaim, is that number one, in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, you just have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim quickly, as a statement. As a statement. Number two, Sipur is Derech She'ilah V'tshuva. Kish Olcha V'ncha, V'kana Ben Shoel, Manishtana. What does our Gemara say? If you have two great rabbis, you have to ask each other. So number one, statement versus question. Another difference is short, concise versus elaborate. Number two. Number three, Tamei HaMitzvos. You have to go behind the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Kol Shlomar Gimel Dvar Me'ilah Lo Yatzi Dechovaso. Masha'en Kein Zechira is just a short one time. You don't have to go into the Hashkafa. You just have to talk and mention the events itself. Those are the three. There are other differences. Some say that Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim includes Talmud Torah, and that's why we have the drushes given Masha'en Kein Zechira. Okay, so there are various differences given to that discussion. And that's the illusion here. Shoal and Zelazeh. Good. Manishan Halayazeh Mikol Alayla. Shebechol Alayos Anu Matvilim Pamachas. All the nights of the year we dip once. Halayazeh Shtei Pa'amim Maskev LaRava Ata Kol Yom Alosagi Go Mitzvah L'Chad HaZimna. What does it mean? Every night we dip once. Do we have to dip at all? Any other night of the year? Don't dip any times. What do you mean once? You have to do what? El amarava haki katani. This is what it means. Shebechol halilos ein anu chayavin latavel afilu pamachas. You never have to dip at all. Halayla zesh de pa'amim. So we fixed it. Maskal v'raf safra, you still have a problem. Chiyuvah ladar deki? We said earlier that the reason you do karpas is just to get the kids to ask. So what do you mean? That's called a chiyuv? That's called our chiyuv to make the children ask? Elamar of Safra Hakitani. Final answer. Ain anamatvilin afilu pamachas. Halayla hazeh shtei pa'amim. Take out the chayavin. Right? It says we don't dip except once. We don't even have to dip at all. And tonight, the minhag gets to dip twice. Wonderful. Maslo begnuz b'zayim b'shvach. My big news. What's the news? Rav Amar mitchilo of the avodas galilim hayom aseinu. Shmuel Amar avad mayinu. What's the news? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We pass on like both of them. Do you start with the spiritual lowliness? We started out as over the Avodah Zarah, or do you start out with the physical? Avadim Hayinu, right? Machlokas. There's an amazing, if you don't have it, Rav Rimon, a number of years ago, came out with a Haggadah in Hebrew, and it was translated to English. Rav Rimon goes through the entire structure of the Haggadah, that there are two parallel cycles and two parallel parts in the Haggadah. The spiritual cycle, Maskel Begnos, and the physical cycle. There are questions in the physical and the spiritual. Then the history starts. That's the Machlokas here, Rav and Shmuel. But then you have answers in the whole Haggadah through Rabbi Gamliel, the entire Magid. He classifies and he has charts in his Haggadah. Please feel free to look at it if you don't have it, to buy it. Rav Rimon's Haggadah, which is amazing. Please, I recommend it highly, both the Hebrew and the English, whatever it is. It has games for the kids in there. Anyways, that's the root of it all is this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, physical versus spiritual. We've mentioned many times in the past also the thought of Reb Soloveitchik, why we say Avadim Hayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, and we don't say Avde Paro Hayinu. Why do we say Avadim Hayinu L'Paro? Avde Paro is shorter. Like we say, Haluka Halalu Avde Hashem. We became Avde Hashem. And in here we say Avadim Hayinu Liparo. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, well, it's based on the story of the Sneh. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Sneh, the burning bush. Why did Hashem choose that vehicle to reveal himself to Moshe? Why that one? The bush is burning, but it's not burning inside. Hashem was telling Moshe. Moshe was having second thoughts. Did they really deserve it? Are they really worthy of going free? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, they're burning. They look like it, but inside there's the Pintaliyid. Inside, the Jewish people are pure and total and amazing. It just looks like they're burning on the outside. But inside, they're perfect and amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu, listen. Avadim Hayinu Liparo. They were Avadim. We were Avadim to Paro. Avadim Hayinu Liparo is a social status. It's not an identity, an inherent identity. Avde Paro Hayinu would have reflected an identity with Paro, and that's not us. We identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became Avde Hashem, but we were never Avde Paro. We were Avadim Hayinu Liparo, and that's what happened with the burning bush as well. Vayter. Amar Le Rav Nachman Lazaro Avde. Rav Nachman said to his servant, Avde Demathik Le Mare Lecheris, a servant whose master frees him, V'yav Le Kaspa Vadava, and also gives him gold and silver. Maboy Lamarle, what does that servant have to say to the master? Amar Le, Bolo Duya Lishbuche. What do you mean? You have to thank him, you have to praise him, to thank him forever. Amar Le, and there's a Shaila, whether this line is in the Gemara or not. You see, the Ranchberg says that some Rishonim don't have it. Amar Le, Patrasan Milomar Manishtana. You, okay, let's skip Manishtana. Pasach V'yamar Avadim Hayinu. Said Avadim Hayinu. So what does that mean? They didn't have to say Manishtana? What kind of questions were asked here? Very difficult to understand, but the postures of, what do you mean? Pater, right? It's similar to what we had yesterday. Pater Milomar Manishtana. We discussed it a little bit yesterday already, the Rashbam says. But the Rashbam here adds in, Va'amar, after the Ben asked. Of course it was Manishtana here. He was just, the Gemara was just reporting a conversation that he had with his Eved, maybe to try to feel, like he was talking to an Eved, what would you do if you got freed? Oh, that's what we have to feel. That's what we have to, he was just getting in the mood. And then he asked the children, he asked Manishtana, and then he went further with the Seder. So many Rishonim didn't have this Girsa in their Gemara. Weiter. Mishnah, Kot Rebbe Gamliel Hayom, Kol Shalom Amar Shloshet Dvarim Elu BePesach, Lo Yotzi Dechavaso, whoever didn't say these three things are not Yotzi their Chiyuv. Veiluim, Pesach Matsumar, Pesach Al Shum, Shepasach HaMokom Al Bati Avaseinu BeMitzrayim, Hashem passed over our houses in Egypt. Shenemar VaAmartim Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem Asher Pasach V'Chulu. That's why, we've quoted this in the past, or believe Yisrael Mibraditshev, the holiday in Nisan, in the Torah, the seven-day holiday is called Chag HaMatzos. Pesach in the Torah is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, but it's Chag HaMatzos. Erev Pesach, the day of the Korban, but we call it Pesach. We don't say, what are you doing for Chag HaMatzos? I'm going to the hotel for Chag HaMatzos. You don't say that. We say Pesach, why? Says Rav Levi Yisrael Berditchev, because Pesach is about God's greatness. Pesach, Hashem passed over our houses, like the Pasuk says here, and that's why we call it Pesach. Chag HaMatzos is about our bitachon, that we went out quickly, without having any bread, without having any knowledge of where we were going. So that's why Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. And we have this all over, we have the Gemara in Brachas, what does it say in each of our tefillins, Shema Yisrael, or Mika Amcho Yisrael, Goyechad Baaretz, various times you have this, to go with the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, Hashem commands Moshe to do Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe commands Am Yisrael to do Nikmas Hashem. Okay, anyway, that's the Pasuk by Pesach. Matzah al shum shen niglu avosinim mitzrayim. Matzah, because we were redeemed. Shenemar, vayofu asabatek asher otsiyim mitzrayim v'chulu. That's not the reason that we say in our Haggadah. That's also picked up by the Mefarshim. Maror Hashum, Shemaru HaMitzrim Eschai Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim, Shneemar V'Yemor Eschayim V'Chulu. Interesting also the order. Pesach Matzah Maror. If we're going in order, shouldn't it be Maror first? Maror is the Zecher to the Shibud? Again, maybe because if Maror was first, then we would have the misconception that we're only thanking Hashem for the salvation. If Maror is last, we're saying once we have the salvation, we recognize that even the Maror was needed for our history, and therefore we thank him even for the Maror as well. Period. There is a major machlokas on this line of Rabbi Gamliel, but the Mefarshim are not here. The Rishonim are not here. Rabbi Gamliel says, anybody who doesn't say these three things, lo yasi dechavaso. The Ran in Sukkah. Not the Ran here. The Ran in Sukkah says, really? If you don't say these three things, you're not Yotzi at all? Says the Ran, it can't be. It must be, just like the Gemara says in Sukkah. that if you sit in a sukkah that the rabbi said were a problem, the language of the Mishnah there on Daf Chav Ches is, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You have never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Says the Ran, in both of those places, the Ran is there in sukkah. Says, lav dafka, tami derabbananu de mitzar. It's only in a derabbanan to sit in that kind of sukkah. It just means, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah karaui, u karasan chachamim. And where else do you see this? He says, look at the Mishnah Arvi Psachim. Kol mishlo omar shloshet varam elolo, deyasa dechavaso, klomar lo kiye mitzvasan karaui. You didn't do it the best way. So that's the Ran. Tosfos there in Sukkah Daf Gimel, a much quoted Tosfos, says no. Once the Rabbanan told me how to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, then if I don't do it in that way, I'm not even yotze on a d'oraisa level. That is the shita of Tosfos, and the later Achronim say, Mistama, Tosfos would say the same thing here. That the way that the Rabbanan enacted to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur is through reciting Rabbi Gamliel. If I don't recite it in that way, so then I am not yotze my mitzvah. The other issue is, lo yatza, which, the other machlok of Yisharim, which mitzvah are we talking about that you're not yotze? Is it the mitzvah of Sibri Tzias Mizrayim, Pashtus? Or is it the mitzvah of, that's what the Rambam says, or is it the mitzvah of Petzach Matzu Morer? Yeah, you would say those mitzvahs because the Sipur integrates into those mitzvahs. Another fascinating machlokas Rishonim. Bechol dar vadar, we continue. Chayav adam liros hazatzmo. You have to see yourself. The Rambam has this also in his liros hazatzmo in his Agada, but in his halachas he quotes the famous change of laharos hazatzmo. The way that we show it to ourselves, we have to show it to ourselves, but also to show it to others. Laharos kiilu hu yatzim mitzrayim, as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Shnei amar v'gadzul levincha b'yemu lemar ba'avrezeh asa Hashem li b'tzeitzim mitzrayim. Me, I did it. I went out of Mitzrayim. The Brisker Rav said, this is the hardest mitzvah of the year. Feeling as if I went out. Hardest. Lefichach, therefore, because I feel like I went out, anachnu chayavim lahodos lahalel shabech lefar l'ramim l'adil l'baruch l'alu kaleis, I have to give praise, l'misha asel avosein v'lanu as kol anisim ha'elu. To Hashem, who gave me all of these, who did all of these nisim. I once heard from Rabbi Orlovsky that he says, it's amazing, we have all these different words of praise. He said, why do you have so many different words of praising Hashem? He says, in Italy, they have a lot of different words for noodles and pasta. All different types. Pasta, fettuccine, this, Alfredo, all these different types. Why? Because you have a lot of words to describe whatever you love and whatever you're involved in. And Eskimos have tons of words for snow. And, you know, the French have tons of words for romance or love. Whatever. Jews have a lot of words for praising God. Lahodos, lahawol, shabeach, lafar, because that's us. And everyone has a little different nuance and a little different way of looking at it. That's this. Shotziyana me'avdos l'cheres, me'agon l'simcha, me'aveva l'yantav, me'afeil l'argado, u'mishiba l'gula. He took us out, all the different ways that we describe it. V'nomar l'fanav, halleluka. And we say in front of him, halleluka. Look at the Tosis has the girsa that we have. V'nomar l'fanav, shira chadasha, halleluka. And also, no delcha shir chadash al gulasenu quotes the Mechilta that talks about why is it shira chadasha and shir chadash. The Mechilta says that all shiros are in lashon nekeva. Women have pain in childbirth, and every shir that we say there's going to be pain afterwards, except for the one we say in the future. That's shir chadash, because there won't be any tsar after that shir. If you want to look at Emek Bracha, it talks more about the Mechilta. How appropriate is it to say shir and shira? Also very important shita. Again, it's jam-packed. On this Mishnah in the back, the Ran quotes Rav Haigon and says, why is this Hallel a rule breaker? The Hallel that we say in the Seder. We sit down, we don't make a bracha, we split it in half. Why? So the lashon of Rav Haigon is that this shira is Torah, is not said b'toras kriya. This Hallel is not said b'toras kriya, ela b'toras shira. What does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik explained, most Hallels are a chiyuv. Rabbanan instituted me to say Hallel. The end of the Seder, it is supposed to be a natural outpouring, spontaneous screaming out to Hashem. And saying a bracha on that would be minimizing it and formalizing it, which we don't want to do. And that's why it's a rule breaker. Say it's sitting down. Say, hey, just say the two parts that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. And that's the pshat of the Rav Haigon. It's B'torah Shira, it's not B'torah Kriya. What do you say up till? Right? Only the first one. First two paragraphs. Then you end up with Geula, Gal Yisrael. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Asher Galanu, Vigal, if you say that's the separate Shita. Asher Galanu, Vigal Azabosenu. Bimitzrayim, Aloha Yachosen. That's it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, you add on with a tefillah. Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yotzi Yagin Lamoadim We're Going Lachir Mabalim Kasim L'Shalom Smeicha B'Vinyan Yirecha V'Sasam Avodasecha V'Nochal Sham question about the Girsam and the Psachim and Azvachim or the opposite. We switch it when it's on Motzei Shabbos. Ad Barachat Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Beautiful. Rabbi Akiva adds in the Tefillah. This also fits in to a thought we've said in the past. And that is Rabbi Akiva is known throughout Shas to being an optimist. The famous Gemara at the end of Makos, that he's laughing when everybody else is crying. And Rabbi Akiva, Kolta Avid Rachman Latav Avid, when he lost his donkey and his candle and everything got blown out. Right? Kolta Avid Rachman Latav Avid, Rabbi Akiva's, and that's why they went to him, the Aruch HaShulchan in his Agada, the Lel Shimurim, writes this whole thing on Maisa Bibnei Brak. Because all the rabbis went to him, the town of Rabbi Akiva, because it was after the Churban. They needed some chizik. They needed some positive. And here too, Lashitaso, he not only said, thank Hashem what you did, but I know you're going to do it soon also. I know you're going to do it again. So he puts in that tefillah. Good. Amar Rava. Tzarek Sheyomar, Vos Son would see Misham. You have to add in. And he took us out. Amar Rava. Matza Tzarek Lagbiya. Omar Tzarek Lagbiya. Bazarin Tzarek Lagbiya. In the Rabbi Gamliel, you have to point or pick up your matzah and mara, but not the basar. You don't have to, and not only you don't have to, below odel shenir kochel kashem bachutz. You shouldn't, because it'll appear like you're being mocked or something. It's like you're eating a carbon bachutz. Amar b'achar b'Yaakov suma patam ilamar hagada. A suma, a blind man, does not have to say the hagada. Xerishav, ksiv hachabavr zeh, ksiv asa b'neinu zeh, by ben sorer amore, malahalan prat l'suma, just like there, if a father is blind, his son cannot be a ben sorer amore, afkan prat l'suma, and so too, here. Eini, is this really true? V'yama maremar shaltinu l'rabbanan d'meir Rav Yosef. I asked the Rabbanan, in the Rav Yosef's yeshiva, man d'amar agadata, who led the seder? Beira, agadata beira, agadata beira Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did it. Man, who led it? Manda Amar Gadata Be Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Sheshes. They were both blind. So how could they lead it if they were Pater? Kasav Rabbana. Matzav is Banna Zed Rabbanan. Oh, because they hold Matzah today is the Rabbanan. We don't hold that way. But Matzah is the Rabbanan, so therefore Sipur is also the Rabbanan, and they're Chayev the Rabbanan at least. Michal, the Ravacha B'Yakov, Sarver, Matzah B'Banan says Daraisa. Ravacha B'Yakov holds Matzah is Daraisa, and that's why Assum is excluded. For Ravacha B'Yakov, Ravacha B'Yakov, who Dara Matzah B'Banan is the Rabbanan, but he's the Shita. That says that it's Drabanan. So Kasavar called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Matzah is Drabanan, but they're still excluded because of Kein Daraisa Tikkun. The Rav Sheshes, the Rav Yosef Nami, Havad, they called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. All right, what about Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef? So how did they say it? So Haki Ashta, wait a minute. Bishlama Hasam. They would say back, no, this din is wrong. Don't compare Ben Sorer Amore to the Seder. Bishlama Hasam, Idahavila Lemechta Benenu, who, Vixiv Benenu Zeh. It should have said a different word. The fact that it says zeh, you know it's an exclusion of suma. Aval hachi la baver zeh, my lichtov. Ela baver matza umarar hudasa. It has to say this to teach me a din. This isn't extra. There's no other phrase that it could have said. So therefore, we reject. We don't accept this gzeira shava. We don't accept it. If you want to look at the Meshech Chachma in Perek Yud Gimel Pasaches, Parshas Bo, he discusses, is there a content connection, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, between a Summa being Pater from Ben Sora and Mora, and a Summa being, but meaning a father cannot have a Ben Sora and Mora son, versus and a Summa being Pater from Sibur Tzis Mitzrayim. So if you look there in the Meshech Chachma, he discusses it. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time.